I'm doing well. How are you? Good to see everybody. So I made a statement yesterday, so I'll take some questions, a couple questions, if anybody has any. Well, I said yesterday that we're disappointed. I mean, obviously, we want him here. I think he ought to be here. He's under contract, but he's exercising his right to express himself the way he's chosen. And so we've got a season to prepare for. And so, when he gets back, we'll welcome him back. I mean, yeah, he's a heck of a football player, and he can help our football team, and we know that.
Was it a surprise? I mean, did you see it coming?
Well, I didn't expect him to hold out. It was a bit of a surprise. And so, we're just hopeful that, he's made his point, and hopefully he'll be back in camp pretty soon. Look, Mark, we're in constant communication, and as you know, I've never negotiated in the media, and we're not in a negotiation, but our conversations I'll keep between us. But it's positive dialogue, and like I said, he's expressed himself, and we've been clear with him with respect to our position as well, and hopefully he'll be in pretty soon.
Rick, is there a reason why maybe this wouldn't be a good time in terms of the cap or just in terms of the timing of his rookie contract?
There are any number of factors that go into a club's decision when or whether or not to extend a contract. And so they came to us this summer and talked to us about that. We contemplated and we came to a decision. We communicated that decision to them and told them that it was a firm decision. And so that's to the degree that I'll express what was communicated, that was communicated. And, we respect DeAndre and his abilities and his contributions to our football team and his future contributions to our football team. And so we wanted to entertain that because they asked, and we did, and decided that this is not the right time for a number of reasons. And so, that's our position at this point.
Rick, you guys have been through this before, obviously, with Andre Johnson several times, but maybe it's a little different than DeAndre because you get Brock Osweiler and there's so much optimism with the team. How do you see this playing out? I mean, do you think it gets done in the next few days, week, or could it be a long-term thing?
You've got to ask DeAndre, Brian. I mean, he's not here. We're here. So he's under contract. So there isn't anything to get done other than him coming here. I will tell you this his actions are counterintuitive to any of the productive energy that is necessary for anything to get done. So, we're here. We're working. And our football team had a good day today. And they've got to go to meetings tonight and a walkthrough tonight and another good practice tomorrow. And that's where our focus is. Yeah, he has been fine every day, and that is our right via the collective bargaining agreement, and we'll exercise that right. And like I said, I hope this doesn't drag out very long.
Okay. Just Joe, your thoughts on them doing the extension for you? How excited are you just to be here for a long term?
Yeah, I said that again. I mean, I'm very excited about that. I'm very thankful for that. I'm in gratitude for that. I think our organization is poised to really do some good things, and excited about the future.